Today we're interviewing. Wait, what do I say?
Welcome to the Red Hill Podcast, a podcast by Salukis for Salukis and anyone else that wants to listen.
Welcome back to the Red Hill Podcast. I'm Hadley.
And this is Izzy.
Today we're here with our special guest.
Addie Dining, last year's vice president.
And Trent Benson's last year's president of Interact Club.
We're interviewing them about the Red Hill High School Interact Club.
What is Interact?
Interact is a high school-based division of Rotary, which Rotary is one of the largest service organizations in the world. Their mission is to provide service to others, promote integrity, and advance world understanding, goodwill, and peace through the fellowship of business, professional, and community leaders. So basically, Interact is just that, but on a more school-based level.
We're like a youth community service group.
Basically. Oh, I love that. So what does Interact really do?
So last year and the past couple of years that we've started up, we visited BGS and helped with like the Easter egg hunt, track and field day. We hosted a food drive for Fish and Loaves, and then we make sure to go pack there at least once a year. We make Valentine's Day cards for the nursing home. We help the Rotary Club with their highway cleanup, just like little acts of community service throughout the year.
So how can somebody join Interact?
So this year we're going to do things a little bit differently. Last year we had inductions where someone had to refer you, but I think this year we're just going to do a application process. So once we release it, we'll have announcements and you can go to the office, get an application and send it in to us, and then we'll review it and go from there.
So will somebody that's already in the club still have to invite you in?
No.
So if you could describe Interact Club in one word, what would your word be?
Service.
I would just say others, because we're always trying to help others in any way we can.
So what are some of the benefits of being an Interact Club?
Well, it obviously looks good on like college resumes and your transcripts, but you get the sense of community as you're doing things in the community, and you make lots of new connections, just bonding over serving the community and people in it.
Yeah, so obviously it looks really good to college, but every single thing we do in Interact, including the meetings, can be counted as community service hours. So it's a really easy way to rack up community service hours and be able to put that on scholarship applications, college applications, and anything else you might do.
And it's fun. There's no homework, so.
We do get out of school a lot.
Yes.
That's always a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
So for the meetings, how much like does Interact take out of your day? Like, does it involve a lot of your day, or is it just like a once of a week thing, once a month thing?
So we're wanting to start meetings either monthly or bi-monthly this year. We haven't had that in the past years, but we feel like it'll be really beneficial. For activities like going to BGS, that takes up your whole day, but like going to the nursing home to deliver the cards, that takes maybe like an hour or so. And there's always transportation provided, so.
And we always try to do meetings during study hall. We thought about maybe trying to do lunch hours, but we haven't gotten that ironed out yet.
Who is the teacher sponsor for Interact this year?
Miss Tussie and Miss Strange are helping out this year.
What is your favorite part about Interact Club?
Yeah, I love all of it. I love being able to go do other things and help people outside of our school. There's not a single thing about it that I don't love.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said earlier, the connections that you make in the community, just doing something selfless and something that's enjoyable, makes it fun for me.
So when the resumes come out to be able to apply, when and where will we be able to get them?
So as of right now, we think they're going to be in the office, and you can pick one up, fill it out, and return it back to the office or to Mrs. Tussie herself.
Has there been any like due dates set on when you can join?
Not
or the latest?
We will release that information as soon as we know. Anyways.
We do our best, though.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you to our guests, Trent and Addie. If you are interested in joining Interact Club, watch for the applications to become available. This has been Izzy.
And Hadley.
And this is the Red Hill Podcast.
I'm Miley Moore. I'm Molly Moore.
Today we're interviewing the Red Hill FFA.
I'm Mackenzie Gaither, your guys' president.
And I'm Lila Johnson, your vice president.
How did you get involved in FFA?
So my dad actually told me if I don't do any sports in high school, I have to do an FFA. So I was obviously going to join FFA. My dad was in FFA. My grandpa was in FFA. I'm a third generation member. No, so it's kind of funny. He's like, if you're not going to do sports, you have to do FFA. So I did FFA.
Well, a lot of my friends grew up on farms, and they were involved in FFA and all that stuff. So I was like, oh, I'll just join as well.
Okay, so from all like the contests we do and leadership training stuff we do you feel like you have grown as a person in FFA?
Oh, absolutely. At my freshman year, I wouldn't have been a section officer right now. I'm our section 23 vice president, and there's no way I would have got up on that stage and gave a speech if I hadn't gone to the conferences and contests that I've been to.
If you would talk to me about 4 years ago, I probably would not talk to you, and I really grew in communication and personal skills.
Mm-hmm. I can second that. Like, when I went to FFA camp, I met so many new people, and, like, I've grown as a person since then. Okay, what, out of all the memories we've had, what is your favorite FFA memory? There's a lot to choose from, so pick wisely.
Oh, this is really hard, guys. 4 years of memories right here. Oh, I would probably have to say one of my favorite memories is, I don't think this was supposed to be told, but we were at a stoplight going to a livestock judging contest, and Lance Moore actually got outside the bus and stole a traffic cone and put it on the bus.
Was that to Western?
Yeah. That might actually be my favorite moment because he did that all and ran around the bus twice without the light changing.
I'm surprised he was that fast.
Yeah, that is definitely at the top of my list. But National Convention,
oh, absolutely.
Last year where we had an Airbnb, we were just like a big family, and we cooked a lot, played a lot of games, and watched a lot of movies, and we were just like a big family, and it was really fun.
I can second that.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of memories to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
I know I mentioned it a second. This is the second time, but FFA camp.
FFA camp, oh yeah, big time.
Oh yeah, it's like anyone... Like, going into their junior or sophomore year should really go to FFA camp. Like, yeah. I was hesitant at first, and then I decided to go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess I went to Washington, D.C. this summer for mm-hmm. that, and that was some great moments. But
why should people in high school get involved in FFA?
I think you guys should get involved in FFA. It's a really big learning experience. You know, FFA isn't just, it's not just sows, cows, and plows. There's so much more that you can do. There's so many contests that you can do that don't deal with ag directly. Like last week we had a bunch of people go to a forestry contest, and, you know, there's just so much you can do. There's food science, and, you know, it'll grow you as a leader and grow you as a person. It'll make you more responsible. And, you know, it looks really, really good on not only college applications, but job applications to show that you have that workability and you are able to get out, be responsible, and work.
Why should people get involved in FFA?
Mine is I have met so many people outside of Red Hill, and it just got me to realize that there are a lot of people out there that aren't involved in farming, and there's a lot of contests that don't have to involve livestock or just anything in that area. You can, there's a lot of career development events or CDEs that deal with teaching or just anything you want to do as your career.
What is your guys' favorite contest?
Livestock judging, hands down.
Livestock judging?
Yeah. Mine's probably livestock judging, not only just because it's fun and...
You get Mexican every single time.
Every time. And we never fail to get fun Mexican.
Oh, I will say Ed was probably really good, although I did place last year.
We don't need to tell people that.
That's not the point.
It's fine. I placed fourth out of
10.
Yeah.
Exactly. So a lot of people like say lines and like, you know what I'm kind of saying?
Oh, like a quote?
Like, we'll say something, say, like, last year, Landon, we'll say something, and then we'll just repeat it. What's been, like, your favorite line that people have repeated and kept repeating?
There's so many I can count. Landon's famous. Anybody down to get cheeseburgers? Really sticks in my mind. But, like, all my nicknames. Like, I have so many nicknames now, it's not even funny. Like, although McNugget's probably my favorite. So just, I mean, I don't really have a favorite line, just a favorite nickname, I guess.
Yeah.
Lila?
To be honest, we are very random. So I think
Lila,
on the bus.
It's in my headlight territory. I forgot about that.
So Kinsey once said it's in my headlight territory because she didn't know what to call in front of her car. She said headlight territory.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That is a good one, I'll say that. But we're just random, so we scream really.
Really random things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember Waylon saying like it's all my connections.
Oh, it's my connections. It's or connection. His like thumbs up. The real back thumbs up. Oh, that is
going fishing.
Okay, can you explain what like your SAE are about?
Your SAE. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I was double like I'm like is that's what it, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, my SAE is swine entrepreneurship. I show pigs all summer and then the pigs that we do not want to show anymore, we take and sell to local people that want a pig butchered. And then the pigs that we want to keep, we breed for next year's show season. And it's just a cycle of breeding and showing. And then I also have a show lamb book. And I show sheep over the summer, too. So,
Bougie.
My SAE is equine science. I have two horses at home. Just I monitor them all the time. I monitor their feed rations. And I make sure they get exactly what they need. And that's also taking them to shows, getting them acclimated to all people and all sounds. That's pretty much it. It's pretty simple. Yeah.
Mine's beef entrepreneurship, and it's kind of like a mix in between what you guys said. Like showing, but like also managing like their feed rations and making sure they exercise, get hay, water, work hair.
Oh, I forgot about it. I have a new SAE. It's agriculture education.
Oh.
I'm a little teacher this year.
Any more things you have to say about FFA to get people joined?
It's amazing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, I couldn't imagine a life without FFA. Well, that sounds very cringy, but like my whole high school career has been FFA and, you know, there's so much you can do in it.
And the teachers like Miss Lytle, Miss Michaels will help you get involved.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. There's so much you can get involved in. And there's just a broad span of events that you can go to. Like, it's just insane.
And you have so many people to rely on, especially the alumni.
Oh, yeah.
They're there for you, 100%.
Our alumni has helped us so much, along with our community. Like, when I was fundraising for going to Washington this summer, like, everybody chipped in. It was amazing. So it's just, like, not only a big family with our FFA, but, like, within our community, we're a bigger family, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Like, the officer team feels like a family.
Yeah. Yes.
We're always close.
We're always close.
Always with each other.
We fight like family.
Yes.
But it's okay. We love each other.
What is your favorite thing that we put on, like, as an FFA chapter?
I don't know. I do love our pork burger cookouts.
Uh-huh. The one we just had today was awesome.
I've heard so much good feedback
already. I could smell, like, the pork burgers, like, in the hallways.
Everywhere. We were in Miss Jilla's class, and she's like, something smells like it's burning. And there was, like, six people from the pork burger cookout in her classroom.
Yeah. I do love cattle show, though, too.
Mm-hmm. I do, too. Even though sometimes it's really freezing or sometimes
so cold.
It's, like, really nice.
No.
There's, like, no in between.
It's either raining or freezing.
Yes.
No in between.
It's no
You're cold always.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. My hair's stuck on the mic.
Even the hot hands. Sometimes
the hot
helps.
Hands don't help. No.
Yeah.
Like.
But then when you have to take your hand out of your pocket.
Yeah. Good. One year I showed in my coat.
Yeah.
That's how cold it was.
No kidding.
And the big heater.
It never works.
Yeah. It's like the size of a pizza.
Yeah.
Like the heat coming off it is.
It works sometimes, but
yes.
But
not as much as needed.
Mm-hmm. We get pretty good feedback on that.
I think I wore four blankets last year. Yeah.
Like I wear like leggings under my jeans, like four pairs of socks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cars running.
Yes.
On.
Yes. I remember us three were like sitting in my mom's cars eating brownies.
Yes.
Like I think it was while I was getting ready. We were just like in there warming up eating brownies.
Yeah. Cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything else you want to add?
3 years have been really good and they've flown by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding.
One more year left, then we're out of here.
That's so sad, guys.
Well, you don't, you have like this year.
Yeah, that's so sad.
It's senior year.
Senior year. So sad, actually. Yeah. Y'all can handle it.
Miley, when it's your last year, it will be my first year.
Oh, wait.
Molly, no. This is your first year.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. I've seen like an officer. I've seen officers.
Oh. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking about.
Oh.
Okay.
Like, it feels weird because I've had FFA with Macy. Like, my sophomore year was her senior year. And when it's my senior year, it's going to be Molly's sophomore year.
It's weird to have your siblings in the same school.
Yeah.
Like, in high school together.
Like, in eighth grade, I'm like, we're in the same school, but we don't see each other. But, like, now me and Molly see each other always in the hallways.
Yeah, I sit right next to my sister in classes.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I can't imagine.
I don't know. What classes do you have with her?
I have, so it's her intro class, and then it's my advanced ed class, and Michael sat us right next to each other. I also sit by Brendan, and we make fun of him, and then he makes fun of me, but you know.
If any Red Hill students are going to listen to this, they should buy
join FFA.
Oh. Yeah. Join FFA. It's buy life-changing. Buy a pork burger for next pork burger cookout. Get involved. Come to meetings.
Also, yeah.
I'm excited for this year.
Me
Our
too.
Officer team's really good.
Yes.
First pork burger cookout of the year was super good. Thanks for listening.